Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
Yeshua HaMashiach, our gracious Messiah, soon coming King told of by Prophet Isaiah. Our Lord and King, we bow before your throne. You who knew us before the beginning and called us your own, we call you Emmanuel. We are never alone. Jesus the Christ, oh how you redeemed mankind from sin, sickness, and everything that held humanity behind. El Shaddai, Adonai, God Almighty, Elyon, Elohim, humble Rabboni. Righteousness is you, Jehovah, Sikenu, and Shammah, always present whenever we need you. Aribiti Rabata, Araba Ribiti. We were gone forever, Pata Pata, but your long arm of salvation, Olowo Gbogboro, rescued us, transformed us so much so that Holy Soul. Tell me, how could the great Rohi become the sacrificial lamb so he can search and rescue and all at no fee? How could the everlasting Elam become human just so he can save me? O Yigi Yigi, superior mighty one, Ezen Dieze, greater than every king that has or will ever come. I am that I am, three in one. Holy God, Father, Spirit, Son, Jireh, you are more than enough. Akata, you are our rock, our hiding place, our strong tower. To you be glory, honor, and power. Jehovah Sabaoth, fighting our battles. Alora, by you who owns the castles upon a thousand hills, who says and does, not just fulfilling every chapter, but every
upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God. He's the breath of God. He's the wind of God. The Lord is that Spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim, and we welcome him here. Spirit moves, and then the Word comes. The Spirit introduces the Word. We're just going to raise this alarm, announcing that the King of Glory is here. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your
your head, oh, he can.
Can you see what the Lord has done? What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. On your wedding day, you're going to sing that. Can you see what the Lord has done? When you walk into that property, can you see what the Lord has? When that healing happens, what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours, oh God. Oh, we bless you. We praise your name, oh God. What the Lord has done for us, we praise you for your goodness. We praise you for your grace. We praise you for your mercy. Oh, God, what the Lord has done for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. Acknowledge your presence in our midst, Holy Ghost. We bow down before you. We said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For Lord, you send your holy angels to keep watch over us as we slept through the night. Lord, you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you for the battles and the victory we won, even as we slept, oh God, that the victory was maintained, the victory that you won on the cross more than 2,000 years ago. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, for making the crooked places. Thank you for making a way where there seems no way. We thank you, oh God, Elohim. Thank you for creative miracles. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Adonai, our Lord. El Shaddai, almighty God. Hallelujah. Jehovah, we thank you. Jehovah Nisi, we thank you. Jehovah Sikonu, our righteousness, we thank you. Jehovah Shalom, you are our peace. We bless your name, hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. Thank you for your outpouring of your love, oh God. To know love. When Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, when you said, it is finished. Oh, God, we thank you for restoring us back to the Father in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the relationship with you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, oh God, that every promise you have spoken in our lives will surely come to pass. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the grace and the patience to wait on the Lord. He shall renew our strength. We thank you, Lord, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through you who strengthens us. We thank you. I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. We know our Redeemer lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. If we had thousands and millions and trillions of stones, it is not enough to say thank you. Thank you for even protecting our children, oh God. Thank you for protecting our grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for providing for them. Oh God, thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We thank you, Lord, for our siblings, our brothers and our sisters and our nieces and our nephews. We say thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for unity and oneness in our families. We thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that even yet in our sin, you still release your grace upon us. What a wonderful God you are. What a gracious God you are. A God of love and compassion and unity. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for sending the Holy Ghost who is leading and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless your name. We bless you and we say thank you. We adore you. We bow down before you. You are God from the beginning to the end. Hallelujah, from eternity to eternity. Thank you, Lord, for giving us your only begotten Son to save and redeem us. Hallelujah, everlasting, eternal love. To walk in your love. teach us to do your will. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, we surrender to you. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service. Have your way in the lives of our children and our grandchildren. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we surrender to you, O God. We are weak, but you are strong. Father, we ask you to bless our children in a special way. You know what each child stands in need of, O God. But we ask you, O God, to provide according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus, O God. We pray, Lord, that you may release wisdom to our children, just like Jesus grew in wisdom and favor and strength. Oh, God, let our children grow in your wisdom, oh, God, in your strength, oh, God, in your favor, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Open the children's spiritual eyes, oh, God, that they will be able to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Oh, Father God, keep the children hidden in your secret place. Do let no harm or danger fall upon our children. In the name of Jesus, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, O God, for divine angelic assistance, that your holy angels will assist us, your holy angels will minister to us, your holy angels will do your biddings in our lives. Each and every one of us are entitled to legions of angels. So, Lord, I pray this morning that everyone under the sound of my voice, that you release their holy legions of angels to be with them 24/7, O God. The battle is not ours and it's the Lord. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, send your holy legion of angels to each one of us individually, O God, to be with us throughout this day in the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels, O God, to be with our children and grandchildren 24/7 in the name of Jesus. To guide and protect them to war on their behalf in the name of Jesus. When God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, we thank you for divine assistance. We thank you for your supernatural presence, O God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and will continue to do for us. Father God, thank you. We will not be ungrateful. But we said, thank you, O God, from the bottom of our hearts to the depths of our souls, you Lord. And thank you, Jesus. See what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. There's nothing too hard for you to do. So, Father, we put our total trust in you. We lean on you. When we try to do it on our own, we fall. Forgive us for the times that we try to do these things. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit who is here to help, to lead, and to guide us. Thank you, Lord. Give us that wisdom that comes from you in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Once again, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you're in our midst this morning. Good morning, my sisters, brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, And in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for everyone this morning. I pray that you had a wonderful Mother's Day in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. And we praise his name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and I want to say exactly in Hosea, because of lack of knowledge, the people perish. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the Lord, the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. I want you to just turn your Bibles to Hosea. The Lord is speaking to us this morning. Hallelujah. From Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start from verse 1 so you can understand what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your ears be open to hear what God is speaking. If you're sleeping, wake up and hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Because there is no truth, no mercy, no knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field, and the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, but our people are as they that strive with the fear priest. Therefore, shall I fall in the day, and the prophets also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother, My people I destroy for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. You destroy because of lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no more priest to me, saying that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like priests. I will punish them for their ways and reward them from their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Water and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declare unto them, for the spirit of water has caused them to err, and they have gone away from under their God. Hallelujah. What I'm saying to you, we're going in zero, and my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So that means if the lack of knowledge, that means the knowledge is there. When God said because of lack of knowledge, and God said because you have rejected, because the people have rejected knowledge, because they don't want to know more, they don't want to learn more, they reject the knowledge, so they cannot be priests or ministers to me. Because they have forgotten, they don't want increase. The God said, because you don't want increase, you don't want to learn more about him. You don't want to learn his law, because the only way you can learn more about the Lord is to learn his laws and his precepts, to learn the word of God and to grow. But many times we get so complacent. We like it like business as usual. We don't want to grow in the Lord. We want to still eat baby food. We don't want to eat meat because we like it just where it is. My people, the knowledge is there, but you're not going to run after. God said when you seek him, you will find him. God is no respecter of persons. When you seek him, you will find. If you want to know more of him, you can learn more of him. If you want to grow higher in Christ, you can grow higher in Christ. And you people are destroyed. You got to grow. You can't stay one place. And you wonder, why is this happening to me? Because you don't want to grow. You want to stay in that retarded place. I don't care what, you don't want to read, you don't want to study, you don't want to pray, you don't want to sacrifice anything when it comes to the kingdom of God. It must be easy, 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 easy. Was it easy for Jesus to go on that cross? What happened to Jesus in Gethsemane? But it must be easy, you must be full set, it must be business as usual. You don't want to grow in the Lord from glory to glory, from favor to favor. Sometimes we say that the Lord will take you from glory to glory, but if I can say it to you, I can prophesy for you, it's still one level because you don't want to grow. You can't just grow from glory to glory without having knowledge and wisdom and learning more about God. You've got to increase in the knowledge and know, I want to know more about you. I want to learn more about you because that's the only way you can elevate. You can grow higher and higher. But we're not going to do it. We're business as usual. And that is so sad. Because what have you done when you don't want to grow? You have rejected the Lord. Lord, so you want to stay in a hut when the Lord has offered you, say, look, it's a house. So you want to use the outside store. The core part when the Lord has offered you an elected soul. Kind of growing the things, even doctors and nurses, they don't just finish school and just stop. They go up all the time. They're going for training to upgrade. Even the custodians in the hospital, they go for training, in-house training. So because things are steadfastly changing. So the way the custodians and janitors used to clean, maybe 10 years ago or 5 years ago, things have changed. There has been more development of chemicals and different things that they got to learn how to use and learn how to do. There's more things that have to learn. Even in your job, you continuously grow. They take you for training over and over. You can't stay in that one place. Now, you go for training in your job because guess what? You're compelled to go. If you don't go, they will fire you. Or they will write you up. Or you will not have your job increased. In fact, you're compelled to go. There's no choice. Well, God gave us free will. Whosoever will, let him come. And because when he gave us the free will, we decide, no, we're not going to learn more. We're not going to do more. We like it. That's why people are perishing. Because why? A lack of knowledge. Because we do not want to know more. We want to go to the church the same way great-grandmother went to church. We want to do the same thing that great-grandmother. But let me tell you, if great-grandmother was there, she would have grown more because she wanted more. But what do you want? You just want. You're so complacent. So you relax. And you complacent. I read my Bible every day. So I read chapter 1 every day. And I pray every day. God wants you to do more than reading chapter 1 or reading verse 1. He wants you to increase. God wants you to learn more about him. The more we learn and the more we increase in his knowledge, in his wisdom, and walk in his love, the world will be a better place. Hallelujah. You know why Christians are defeated? Because of lack of knowledge. Satan just laughed because we're lazy. We complacent. We cannot go the extra mile. You got to make your money. So you're not going to do that extra. But who gave you the health? When you didn't have a job, you were crying out to God, give me a job, give me a job. When you didn't have money, you cried out to God, give me money, give me money. I need you to help me. Now God gave you everything. You didn't have a car, you asked God for a car. Oh, God, help me to send money home. God provided for you. But you don't want to learn nothing more of him. You're just looking at God many times as a Santa Claus. That because all you look, give me this, heal my son, do this, do that, but you're not going to sacrifice anything more from God. Anything more from God. Because you love it. Even you got to grow in Christ. You got to have that desire, not compulsion, because it got to be something you love. I love you, Jesus. I want to know more about you. That you love. Hallelujah. That you're growing. Because some of the things that I've learned, I wish I had known them way back. Things my life would be different. Hallelujah. Jesus said, God said, when you seek me, you will find me. What are you seeking God for? Seeking him for material things? Or are you seeking him for spiritual things to keep you grounded? When things happen and you don't even know the word of God, how you will use the word of God? The word of God must be hidden in your heart. How can it be hidden in your heart? That means you have to read and learn about the word of God. Learn about God. God said to John, come up, I want to show you great and mighty things. God wants to show you great and mighty things. He wants to teach you. But you know you want to stay in Christ's grave forever and ever. In Africa, we used to call it first grade grandpa and grandma. You want to be in the first grade. You 1,000 years old, you're still in the first grade. Your grandchildren come, they can teach you. It's a shame. People got computers. No, they still want to do typewriter. You want to learn, I don't understand. My child brought me this new phone. You learn a new phone. You want to use the old one? Learn the things. You got to learn. And then you start learning and you start growing. How can you be using iCakes when God is steadfast and taking us higher and higher? You know, these children know a lot. Your grandchildren self will get tired of helping you because you don't want to learn. You want to stay right there. These days, you don't even have to carry a Bible. Your telephone got everything on it when you want to read your Bible and learn. Because the telephone that you have is a little computer system. You got to have that desire. Jesus, I want more of you. I want to learn more about you. Reading your Bible, going to Bible study. How many of you go to Bible study and seriously study the Bible? seriously take that time, or you say, oh, I got too much. I got to take care of my children, my great-grandchildren, my this thing, my that thing, and you don't take that time out. How about the time we spend on the telephone talking to one another? Isn't that a time that you can use to learn more about God that will help you? You're not helping God by learning more of him. You're helping yourself. You're helping your generation by learning more of him. We're supposed to be back in Eden. Jesus said it is finished. He paid that price for us. Hallelujah. He said it is finished. That means he paid it. He has redeemed us. But are we right in Eden? No. We're not in it because we're not learning more. We don't want to know more. We don't want to fall more in love with God. We want it to be business as usual. 5 o'clock, I get up. 9 o'clock, I pray. 12 o'clock, I say, no. It's a routine, a form of godliness denying the power within. That's not how God wants. The more you know about him, you fall more and more and more in love with him. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, well, he's looking for a bride with a wrinkle. How you be a bride and you don't know about the bridegroom? So you be a bride and you don't know nothing about the bridegroom? You gotta learn. You gotta know. Because the bridegroom requires certain things. And the bridegroom is Christ because of lack of knowledge. Some of the things in Africa they call witchcraft is not even witchcraft. And some of the things are witchcraft. And some of the things is just poison. People go in the bush, get some leaves, they say in the food, the person eat it, they die. That's no witchcraft. You just take poison and put it in the food. And then some of the things are witchcraft. But how can you combat those things? How can you win the way? Christ already paid the price. It's a sad thing when Christ paid the price already. You should be walking in victory. The witch doctor shouldn't have no power over you. The Satan shouldn't have no power because he has power because lack of knowledge. You don't want to learn. See, no sacrifice. No sacrifice. How many years I've been on this prayer line, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, adore you. Thank you for the word. Lord, thank you for the chastisement. I pray, Lord, that many people will be like Peninnah. They need Peninnah to provoke them to learn more about God, to grow in the things of God. Oh, Father God, to know more and learn more of you. I thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I thank you for our children and grandchildren and spouses and nieces and nephews. Cover each one under the blood of Jesus, including myself. Oh, we surrender our lives to you. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Open our minds to receive and learn more of you so that we can grow in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us.